Alrighty, from rugby league to women's cricket, now the WBBL season. Well, the BBL and WBBL, of course, approaching. Great news for the Sydney Sixers. Elise Perry committing to Sydney again this season. Such a superstar, such a stalwart. Let's take you over to the UK because I'm sure the new coach of the Sydney Sixers, one of the legends of the game, Charlotte Edwards, is very happy about this. Hi, Charlotte. Getting closer and closer. I bet you can't wait to get here and get into it.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Obviously, I'm in the middle of our season at the moment, but yeah, really looking forward to coming over and being part of you know, the Sydney Sixers and the WBBL this year.
How do you view this job? Like, what are the things that you're writing down? Like you say, you're in the middle of your season, but what are the things that you've been either writing down on notepads or in your iPhone or whatever ahead of the job that you're about to take up?
Not too much, really. I mean, I'm really lucky to take on a role with such a great list, if I'm honest. You know, and experienced players as well. So, you know, I guess a lot of the planning will be done in the next sort of month or so. But I just can't wait to get out there and be part of it and obviously lead a WBBL team, which, you know, I haven't done yet. So, you know, that's super exciting. And with obviously the players we've got and to get to work with those calibre of players is something I'm looking forward to.
I'm always interested, you know, when great players then take over the coaching role as well. You know what it's like to play in the WBBL. I think it was Perth and Adelaide you played for. What type of coach would you describe yourself as? Lead by example or try and guide these girls?
Do you know what? I'm a very different coach than I was a player, and I think that's a good thing. And I think it's more about, for me, with this group of players, is, you know, it's the player management side, the guiding them, I guess, more than anything, really. You know, I've got some really experienced players who, you know, I just want to support. And some younger players, I think that's, you know, where I've had real success is developing younger players as well. So, yes, I guess the mixture of the job is something that really attracted me to it. And hopefully we can have a bit of success this year.
You must have been very happy, like the rest of the Sydney Sixers fans, when they see that Elise Perry's going to come back again for an eighth season. I mean, Pez is an absolute superstar of the game, and her signature just adds another dimension. Well, her new signature onto this one just adds another dimension to this season.
Yeah, I mean, she's such a great player, isn't she? And obviously, she's had such an affiliation with the club for a number of years, and you know, that was one of the, you know, the first phone calls I made, really, I guess, is to make sure, you know, Elise was signed for this WBBL. And, you know, the opportunity to get to work with her as captain and to obviously, you know, work with her just throughout the WBL is going to be, you know, something I'm really looking forward to. So, yeah, hopefully we can carve a really good relationship as coach and captain.
Do you get to stay in touch with the girls and Elise, for instance, in particular over there in the 100 and doing good things? Do you get to stay in touch, or is it something that you'll have to sort of wait until you touch down in Sydney?
No, we've had a number of conversations and you know, we've kept in touch throughout the last few months, and obviously I'm going to try and catch up with her. We don't play against her team in the 100 at the moment, so hopefully we'll get, maybe on finals day, potentially both teams might be there. So. But yeah, no, we've kept in contact and she's doing really well, which I've been watching her playing on TV. So, yeah, I'm glad she's going well and hopefully she keeps that form up for the Sixers.
Ash Gardner, Alyssa Healy, the Australians were sensational at the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. So it has been a busy season. And we've already seen Meg Lanning just take a bit of time out from the game. You know what it's like to be just on the road completely, absolutely all different forms of the game, playing. So what's your idea around trying to make sure that players aren't burnt out by the time we get to the cut and thrust of WBBL?
Yeah, I think, and that's something we've all got to be mindful of, I think. But I think the players get a decent break after 100. And I think, you know, from talking to the players, you know, they're really looking forward to it this year. I think previously, the last few years, they've had a lot of international cricket in the lead up to the WBBL. So hopefully some of them should be really fresh and looking forward to it. But it's something you've got to keep an eye on. And you know, it's really sad to hear that the Meg's having some time out from the game. But obviously, it's the right thing for her at this point in time. And, you know, I wish her well and hopefully she'll be back playing soon.
Just give me a sense, just before I let you go, on how the WBBL here in Australia is viewed by especially players in your backyard and other players around the world. Because as we know, and the schedule's now starting to be put together, as we know, international cricket is just getting absolutely log-jammed, and you really need to be able to present the best of the best, don't you, with your competition. So how do players, do you reckon, view WBBL with everything else that's going on?
Look, it's been the pinnacle domestic competition for a number of years, and it's certainly something that, you know, all the players in the world have wanted to play in. You know, I am fearful, you know, with the amount of competitions that are existing at the moment and how long the WBBL is as well, that could be an issue moving forward with, like you said, the amount of international cricket that play in, and with an IPL on the horizon as well. So I'm sure Cricket Australia are looking at ways they can, you know, look at maybe scheduling the competition. But for us, and for me, it's been, you know, a huge part of my development as a coach, and I've loved being part of it. And I think it's, you know, the quality of the competition is without doubt the best in the world at the moment. So hopefully that will continue.
Well, the countdown is officially on because tickets are on sale for the WBBL and BBL seasons as of tomorrow from 2 p.m. over here via sydneysixers.com.au. Can't wait to see you in Australia. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks very much. Cheers.